latte belly, occasional missives from a Southwest 8 cafe.
Regular listeners of mine will know that I've been coming to this cafe every day for the last 10 years. It's a massive part of my life, this place. It's just down the road from where I grew up in Stockwell. This road, South Lambeth Road, 10, 15 years ago, it was a bit of a mess. There was nothing down here. Then slowly the influx of Madeirans and Portuguese just transformed the area. Waiting to get my deposit from a landlord. We just moved out, my flatmate and I, and we decided to stop off in this place, which used to be a junk shop, Burke and Hare. And all of a sudden it was this cafe, and right from the first moment I walked in there, I was absolutely transfixed. Partly, I suspect, initially by the prices. And it has become a big part of my life, a massive part of my life, wherever I am, wherever I've lived. And I have spent at least three of the last 10 years living out of London. I've managed to get here. Even when I lived in Windsor, I would come here every day, most days. Certainly, probably not the weekend, but every weekday I would come down here to get my fix. First and foremost, for the coffee. I've only come across two places that come anywhere near this in terms of quality of coffee. I just love these lattes. Yes, the drink sounds gay. I agree with that. I accept that criticism, but it's the drink I love. It's a place that calms me down, and in reality it's been the one constant in my life over the last turbulent decade. Given I've not had any alcohol for almost 9 months now, it's become even more important to me now. So, South Lambeth Road is this corridor that connects Stockwell to its more aspirant neighbour, Vauxhall. It's known as Little Portugal. 27,000 Madeirans. Mountain smoking's last stand, a world of hustlers, bad teeth, faded denim, women in crop tops with their stretch mark bellies hanging out, gay guys, lots of gay guys, trophy dogs competing in dogfighting contests on local basketball courts that attract bigger crowds than the average Champions League games, contests watched by teenage parents placing their child benefit money on some of the fiercest dogs you have ever seen. This has been my home for the last 10 years. I'm trying to change that because I know it's not exactly a healthy thing, but it's the place where I get my head together. If I can, I always sit at this same table, a table which, my mate Mickey Boyd is never too keen on because it's near the gents. The reason I started sitting there, I've explained before on the podcast, I would write from there, so I would have my laptop there with me, and I never knew whether, when I came out from the gents, the laptop would still be there. I'd seen a mate have his laptop nicked in another cafe, and so that played on my mind. So I basically took the table nearest the gents. So that's how it all started. It's a single table. It's in a bit of a blind spot, so I'm afforded the privacy there that I need to work as well. So it's become my table now for years. At this table opposite me once sat the dead and the vanished. And early this year, when things had really gone wrong for me, I found myself embroiled in a bit of a mental battle to reclaim the cafe, for myself from some of the sad memories that I had. There were people no longer in my life who would not be coming to the cafe again, and I did struggle with that. I won from here, and then I lost, but I will win from here again. For me, it has to come from here. It has to come from the cafe. Whatever I lost, I think it's here. It's here for me to find. So that's the cafe, and occasionally, initially, maybe rather frequently, given my poor track record of becoming quickly addicted to things, last year's hot chocolate and Crane and Dale as examples. Currently, I've got a financially crippling raspberry and yogurt cereal habit as well. But occasionally, I will be bringing you missives from here. I've already got the podcast going, but I came across an audio boom yesterday by Chrissy, who you can follow on Twitter. She's at EatMyHalo, and I thought, you know what, I don't care if I've got the podcast, I really like the idea of this. I enjoyed listening to her piece, but this is it, and I'll be coming to you from the cafe occasionally. Mickey Boyd has done the link. He's not an actor, but he seems to think that when I ask him for a sting, it involves acting. So I've had about six different stings in different voices. I don't know why this guy thinks I want him to act. But anyway, follow me on Twitter at 1607 West Egg. Listen to the podcast, the Daniel Ruiz Tyson podcast, and I'll be back with you soon. Thanks for listening.